Chapter 4. It's been over a year since your arranged marriage to Kasten, a famous Entossian warrior. And despite the bumps along the way, the two of you are finally starting to build a real life together. But as rebellions and unrest spread throughout Entossia and the Empire, you and Kasten find yourself seeing each other less and less.
No way. You really pushed Lord Raze into a fountain. I'm here for it. Good shit.
Henry.
Lana.
Ugh. Oi, Lana. Where are we? Are we at the palace?
It doesn't matter.
No. The answer is no. You can take the bookmark out of your ass.
Here.
Drink.
Please, it's getting dark. Let's try to stay on topic. Okay, if Rhea and Matthias are out... what about Captain Dolio?
Ugh, Jaysar, we're done. Everyone stopped being sober enough to have this conversation like 20 minutes ago.
Okay, you can be done, but I plan on actually doing what I came here to do.
And we aren't?
Is that a real question? How long have you and Lana been here? 6 months?
Yeah, and?
Yeah, and? Why aren't you married yet?
Jaysar, these things take time.
Maybe because the people here hold a grudge even bigger than your forehead.
Lana, why would you laugh at that? And you too, Baroness.
We're not Jaysar. Anri's just...
Anri's just saying you should probably grow bangs. Otherwise, you'll be here a few months too.
So it's the entire country's fault that you two can't find anyone.
Yes, exactly. Me and Lana already went out with half the people on that list, and we got nothing but dirty looks.
I'm not even the type you want to get on a date. Give it here. Okay, there. Rhea the Priestess. I went out with her last week.
And? When I told her I was a Fire Ascendant, she said she didn't want my unholy witch blood tainting her legacy.
Next. Kasten Hammer. Taken. Congratulations, Baroness. Alright, let's see. Okay, Lieutenant Matthias. I thought I recognized him from somewhere. Well, we talked, and turns out we do know each other.
From?
The battlefield.
Oh. Wait, is the one you told me...
Yep. This dude was a witch hunter. My own personal stalker during the war.
Oh, goddess.
What happened? He never caught me, but I did off a few of his lads who tried. He was so butthurt about it. He basically ended the date vowing revenge.
Wait, you killed his friends. That is what I'm hearing, right?
I know! People die during wars. Who knew?
I'll admit, that sounds a lot like how it was with the Andorian.
Whoa, you went out with the captain already?
Yep. You can go ahead and scratch him up the list, too.
What happened?
It's not as major as what Anri's describing, but he was rather rude during most of our dates.
Rude how?
Rude like refusing to use my title, or even my name. He just called me Imperial. On top of that, all the man could talk about was the war. How many people he lost, how many Imperials he's killed.
See? Like, what the hell is that? What do these people think we came all the way from the Empire to be here for? It's over now. We're trying to fix it.
Yes, but it seems many Southerners are pretty mindless about holding on to animosity.
Well, all my friends back in the Empire seemed fine with burying the hatchet. Why aren't the Entasians?
I'll tell you why. Because the people of Entasia are all garbage.
Henry, what is wrong with... remember where we are.
Yes, please. This balcony isn't that high. People can hear you.
Forgive us, Baroness. I'm sure Lord Kasten is lovely.
Yup.
Lovely. That's what I call men who give me lingerie on a first date, too.
Wait, is that what that was?
Lana, you told me...
You weren't 18 yet, darling. It wasn't time for you to know. We're sorry, Your Grace. We don't mean to offend you. We're simply venting our frustrations.
Too late. I'm offended.
Oh! Lord Caston, I'm so sorry.
Relax, I'm just messing. It's all good,
Lana.
Right, Lana. It's a pleasure.
Welcome back, Lord.
It's Commander.
Excuse me?
My title. It's not Lord, it's Commander.
Oh, we're aware of your rank. It's just that by Imperial tradition, someone of your importance would be called a Lord.
That's great. Only you're not in the Empire.
Yeah, apparently not.
Well, Commander, you're alive. So I trust the campaign went well.
It did. But, I actually got some urgent business to discuss with my wife, so if you guys could...
You want us to leave already? But it's barely 8!
Let's not overstay our welcome. Come on, Jaysa. I'll tell you more horror stories.
Horror stories? About what?
Nothing, Commander Cutie.
Okay, then.
Thank you for having us, Your Grace.
Oh, Lana. Tell her about that one guy who...
Don't get me started.
Oh, my goddess, finally. Come here. No, you don't get it, babe. This is the urgent business. Mm-hmm. Oh, you have no idea how urgent it is. As soon as I stepped in here and saw you in that nightgown, I knew I couldn't wait another second. Yeah, I'm excited to see you too. Oh, the campaign? It was awful. Thanks for asking. Why? Because the rebellion wouldn't give up. There was a siege that lasted way too long. No food, no water. And the absolute worst part, when I stepped into my tent every night, all tense and frustrated, I didn't have my amazing, intelligent, sexy wife there to provide any relief. Oh, no, babe, come on, just... Yeah, I know, but looks we're gonna get dirty anyway, right? Here. Feel my heart. Yeah, you can feel it through my armor, can't you? I know, it's crazy, right? Come on, baby girl. I waited 3 months, and now I got you right here. Don't make me wait anymore. Come on. All right. Vaughn. Just for a little bit. Yo, I swear to the goddess herself, if I get cock-blocked by this bathtub one more time... Oh, wait, damn. Babe, can you unzip me? Yeah, I know, right? Who makes zip-up armor? Me and the boys thought it was pretty dumb, too. I don't know. Apparently it was something about it being easier to make. I mean, since the kingdom's united, the army's pretty much doubled, so it makes sense, I guess. Ah, shoot, I always forget to do this. What? What you staring at me for? Oh, what's with that face? Don't be looking at me like that. Oh, is that right? You missed me. Well, I can't tell. I mean, if you're so happy to see me, then which one of us should be wet right now? Me or you? Wait. What should I be inside right now, babe? This tub or you? Hey, you see what you be doing? It's you with the throwing stuff. That's why we can't have nice things. That wine isn't gonna come out of the floor. You know that, right? Ow. Nah, babe, I'm all good. It's just the souvenir from one of the battles. No. Don't get up. Sweetheart, I'm telling you, it's not that serious. It is only a flesh wound. I'll be alright. Fine. Up. I am not being a baby. Hey, I didn't ask you to come over here and stop what you was doing. Yeah, but I'm glad you did. You good? No, it's just you look tired. New floors. Oh, you've been busy. Yeah, I saw. This place is nothing like it was when I left. Yeah, I like it. What? I said I liked it. What? Did you want me to say I loved it? Alright, babe, I loved it.
I know it is late, but we have some urgent paperwork from the Imperial Capital that needs your signature. I've already forwarded the next deal. But can you make time for it? This is very important. As you wish. They will be waiting for you on your desk in the morning.
Goddess. Now I know why you look so tired. You've been out here fighting more battles than me. Yeah, no kidding. I mean, I knew from your letters you were busy. I didn't figure it was anything like this, though. Yeah, of course I was reading them. Yep, every single one. They were pretty much the only thing keeping me sane out there. Yeah, for real. I missed you. I felt really alone during the campaign. Nah, Rhett wasn't there. As far as I know, he's still in the Empire, doing his king thing. You don't think I tried? Yeah, I tried writing to him, babe. Just normal stuff. Hey, what's up? It's your best friend who you haven't seen in 6 months. How's it hanging? I just haven't gotten anything back from him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure he is. Yeah, but I ain't tripping, though. I've got you now. And that is all I need. I love you too, wife. Wanna know what would make me love you even more? No, it's not that. I mean, actually, it's always that, but like, not right this second. If you would go over to that cupboard and bring me some more wine. No, babe, I mean it. Look, you spilled the bottle when you threw the... Thank you. Nope, that's the wrong cabinet. Nah, babe, it's not the top one. Yeah, it's the bottom. I moved it. Nah, just keep looking. I'm sure it's there. You might just need to, like, move some stuff around. Oh, you know what? I think I might have put it underneath. Nah, babe. Babe, it's not in the top one, it's the bottom. Why don't you try, like, bending over a little bit more and... Yeah, yup, mm-hmm. That's it, right there. That's... Damn. No. What are you doing? It's right there, you just gotta keep looking. Don't give up. Follow your dreams. Babe. Here, wait. I have an idea. Why don't you try getting on all fours? Yeah, you were right the first time. It's in the top shelf. I'm sorry. I can't even help myself. Cheers. The campaign? I told you, it was all right. Okay, well, it was kind of a trip, actually. Yeah, I mean, I knew there would be, like, an adjustment period, you know? Maybe a few months for the Imperials to kind of get used to Intasia having a seat at the table, but this is... These rebels from the Empire, they wanted us dead. Like... Dead. They were not playing around. They were serious about dethroning Rhett, and there's a lot of them. Like, if I'm being honest, I don't actually get it. Okay? It's like, the Empire started this war. We just finished it. Intasi is trying to make this peace work, and I'm not sure why so many Imperials aren't cooperating. What? Babe, you're not being serious, are you? What about that sounds like cooperation to you? Okay, but we're not talking about your friends. I'm talking about... You know what? Yeah, fine. Actually, let's talk about the three girls that just left. Really? You're getting on me for being rude? Okay, so the first thing I hear coming from my window when I get home is, the people of Intasia are all garbage, and I'm the rude one? Like, what were you guys even talking about? Oh. Dag. So Rhett's got you playing matchmaker, huh? How's it going so far? I mean, I know some solid dudes who live at the palace. You're telling me they couldn't find even one? Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, see, they know each other. They had, like, a private... Yeah, I know, babe. I just got back from a war. Prior connection. What's the problem? Mm-hmm. Seriously? No, babe. I don't mean to laugh, but that's hilarious. No, I mean... It's unfortunate for Henri, but you gotta admit, that's... Come on. Alright, fine. I'll actually give you that one. The witch hunters, they got some stuff they gotta work out. What about the other two? Oh, so you linked her up with Captain Dolian. Of course I know him. He's one of mine. How'd it go? Did they hit it off? Mm-hmm. All right, well, maybe he just... Never mind, it's nothing, babe. Don't worry, I'll handle it next time I see him. Anything else? Nah, there ain't no way. Wait, did someone say something to you while I was gone? Look at you the wrong way? Because if they did, just give me a name. Yeah, that's what I thought. Nobody around here is gonna bother you. They love you. And they know I love you. Yeah, but I don't think I'm the key here, babe. The difference between how you're getting treated and how they're getting treated is probably just because of them. Well, yeah. The loud, drunk one. You know what she is, right? Come on, don't make me say it. I'm not judging her for that. I'm just saying there's a reason for it. Okay, I get what you're saying, but let's not pretend she's completely innocent here. What I mean is she's an ascendant. Okay, a fire ascendant. Yeah, sure, the witch hunters don't want to date her, but can you blame them? What? No, that's not an argument. What do you think they were after her for in the first place? You think she was just chilling the entire war, lighting campfires? Okay, and what about what she just screamed off our balcony? I mean, I feel like that says a lot. No, don't... Babe, don't go there. To say that it's over now, that's just... Babe, it's easy for you to sweep this war under the rug. That's because you didn't have to see any of it. You didn't see the villages, okay? Innocent villages, no warriors, just regular old folk, burned down for absolutely no reason. You didn't see the windstorms, the floods, the earthquakes. None of the Imperials did. Because it happened here. Intasia was attacked. And I'm willing to bet that Henri, whatever her name is, she had a hand in that. So yeah, maybe the witch hunter shouldn't have been so rude. But what you guys did to us... Wait, no, babe, I didn't mean... Not you guys. You and me are different. Babe. Come on, babe. Sweetheart.
Greetings, Baroness. Lord. I hope I'm not interrupting anything.
Actually, you
are... I'm relieved to hear that, Baroness. May I enter? I come bearing news. The shipment of the latest excavated gemstones has arrived at the port, Your Grace.
Wait, babe. You managed to get the mines working again? Wow. Even Rhett was having problems doing that. That's going to put a lot of people to work.
Yes, the villages are certain to prosper with the extra income. The gems will be delivered to the manor by Lord Castin's soldiers this afternoon. Yes, Your Grace. Soldiers. We received a letter from Lord Caston informing us he had taken it upon himself to arrange the security of his wife's goods.
Yeah, that was me, babe. Of course. Figured it would make life a bit easier for you.
Next, I have a letter from King Rhett.
Seriously? Nice, hand it over.
It's not for you, Lord Caston. It's for your wife.
Oh. Okay.
Dear Baroness, I hope this letter finds you well. I trust your matchmaking efforts for Anri, Lana, and Jaysa are beginning to bear fruit. I'm writing to inform you that the Queen and I have found 6 more Imperial nobles who have volunteered to assist with our unification efforts, and that they will be arriving in Intarsia in around a month. When they arrive, the Queen and I wish for you to find strategic marriage arrangements for them to Intarsian citizens of accomplishment. Signed, Rhett, King of Intarsia, the Emperor of the Coastal Empire. P.S., in case you wish to get started in advance of their arrival, their portraits as well as a short description of each can be found here, in these documents. No, that's not all. Lord Caston, I have a letter addressed to you from a Lilia coming from Steelgate.
Finally, some good news.
A positive report, I hope?
No, not really.
I'm truly sorry to hear that, Your Lordship.
Look, you don't gotta call me that, brother. We don't do that stuff here, okay? You can call me Commander or by my name, but none of the Lord stuff.
Right. I sometimes forget how different things are done here than they are back home in the Empire. I'll do better, my lord.
Hey, bruh.
Right. Such a strange tradition.
I mean, I don't think so. It makes a lot of sense to me. Like, everyone's born the same, right?
So I've heard.
Alright, so nobody gets special treatment because of who their daddy is. You get what you earn. I handled my business on the battlefield, so I earned my rank as commander. But, like, how do you earn being a lord, a count, a duke,
a baroness?
Huh, wait. Bro, did you just... Hey, yo, babe. Why are you laughing? No. That wasn't funny.
Perhaps our imperial sensibilities when it comes to rank are not so unfamiliar to your husband after all, Your Grace.
Oh, so you think you're cute, huh?
Oh, I have no clue what you're talking about, Commander.
Hey, no. Now you lost your commander privileges.
Beg your pardon?
Nope. Now you gotta call me by my name.
Commander, someone of your station. I could never.
Nope. Say it.
Perhaps I should leave you two to enjoy your reunion.
No, sir. You ain't going nowhere. Not until you call me by my name.
Baroness, is this really nice?
No. Don't look at my wife. She ain't gonna save you. Come on, say it. Starts with a C.
I am not calling you that.
Is
this really the man who defends the entire
Caspian? Nope, that's not my name. Casper the Friendly Ghost?
By the goddess, Baroness, would you please tell your husband? What? And now you're doing it too. This is not funny.
Yes, it is. Baby girl, when I say ca, you say stin. Ca. Ca.
Fine. Castin. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Wait, no. Wait. Say it again.
Castin.
Louder.
Caston.
There we go. Alright, so next time I ask you to do something, I don't want to hear none of that. Yes, your royal lordship, Caston, sir, okay? From now on, it's just... I got you, Caston.
I, Caston.
Yeah, say, will do, big daddy caddy. Nah, babe, don't tell him he doesn't have to say it.
Thank you, Your Grace. The hour's getting late. If you two will excuse me, I will take my leave. Shall I have the laundress clean the blood off your armor, Caston?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Right away, then. Good night.
Remember to take your tip. Just reach in there.
Not to worry. Now that you're back, I'm taking the whole chest, my lord.
Yo, did you just call me? I thought we just... Baby, when did that man get so bold? Yeah, this man's getting a little comfortable around here. What happened while I was gone? Nah, I ain't complaining. In fact, I love it. Hey, sweetheart. Big Daddy Caddy. Alright, girl, you can say no now. But I know that one spot that be getting you going, okay? You're gonna be in the heat of the moment, and I'm gonna have you like, Big Daddy Caddy! Alright, is something wrong with that door? Because it keeps making noise.
You're right. A message from the Pelt.
Yeah, I don't envy you right now, wife. It'll be all right, babe. You'll figure all this out, and I'm here to help you now. You will. Here, have some more wine. Nah, I'm just rereading this letter Lilia sent, making sure I didn't miss anything. What do you mean, what's wrong with my face? No, I'm fine. No, I'm all right, yeah. Babe, come on, this is just my face. Wait, have I been ugly this whole time? Is that why you didn't want to marry me at first? Oh my goddess, why did it take me this long to figure it out? I'm not deflecting. Yeah, it's the letter. Oh, no, it's nothing like that. Lilia just says she's going to be in Steelgate a bit longer than she expected. So, she won't be able to make it to the Fall Festival this year. I mean, yeah, I guess. Well, no, it is a big deal, actually. We've gone to this festival together every single year, basically since we first met. Even during the war, when I was out fighting, we never missed it, like, not even once. And I mean, Rhett, he's king now. He doesn't have time for stuff like this anymore. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, I guess. Thanks, babe. Here, I brought you something. Yeah, after we won the siege, we all got to take one thing as plunder. Anything we wanted. I saw this in their library. Hey, that's how war goes. Everybody does it. Anyways, spotted this, and I remembered you wanted it, so. Yeah, I'll bet. When's the last time you even had a second to read for fun? For real. 9 marriages to arrange. That sounds disgustingly exhausting. What's up? You're sorry. What's this about? Hey, no. Stop. It was my fault, too. Yeah. I really missed you, too. Hey, I have an idea. Maybe if you spend some time around the army, it would help things. Yeah, I mean, most of the important people in Entasia are war heroes. And your people seem to have problems, like, clicking with the warriors, right? Okay, so maybe if you hung around them for a while, you know, actually see these dudes face to face, it would kind of help you smooth things over. It'll probably make the matchmaking easier, too. Bet, let's do it. I'm training some officers tomorrow. You should come through after you're done with your work. All right. Bet. Actually, we don't have to wait till tomorrow. We can get started right now. Yeah, I can teach you all about the chain of command. No, sweetheart. Put the notebook down. You don't need to take notes for this one. This lesson's a little more hands-on. Now, the first thing every good soldier needs to learn is how to properly submit to their superior officers. You see, good soldiers follow orders. Otherwise, they get punished. You get what I'm saying? Good, so... what do you say? You still want to be a soldier? Babe? No. You see, you can't go around calling your superior officers babe. When you get an order, you say, yes, sir. Go ahead. Try it. Good. Now, your first order is to take off this dress so I can thoroughly inspect the troops.
Come on, swords up! You can't be getting tired like that. Come on! Come on, blades up, parry, block! Yeah, see? There you go. Come on, blades up, block! Block me! Fight as a team. Don't all fight from the front. Try to surround me. Yeah, there you go. See? Now you're getting it. Not bad, not bad. That trick of yours almost clipped my ear. But all of you need to work on your reflexes.
Oh my god.
Sweetheart, you're done with work already? Wow. Okay. Okay, baby girl, I see you. Yeah, but this isn't a date. It's more like a... honestly, I don't know what this was supposed to be.
Don't blame the commander for going all empty. Is that how they growing them up north?
All of a sudden, I'm not too focused on learning swordplay.
Right? Hey, what are y'all staring at? Eyes front, get back to your drills. Not you three. Come, there's someone I want you to meet. Everyone, this is my wife. She's an Imperial Baroness. Wife? This is everyone.
Oh, right. Yes, nice to meet you, Baroness.
Yeah, a pleasure.
For the next few weeks, the Baroness, my wife, is gonna drop in every now and then. Get to know some of the troops, see how we do things. Is that cool with y'all?
Ah, so you're the one who's got the commander going all soft.
Oh, right. Babe, this is Captain Dolian.
Fair warning, Imperial. The armies are not as pretty as those palace offices I'm sure you're used to. But we'll try to show you how we do things.
Hey,
Captain. None of that.
Right. My bad, Commander. We're all on the same side now, aren't we?
That's right, we are. And not just on the same side, we're one nation.
Right, one nation. That's why they got us wasting time with those Imperial nobles they've been sending down.
Wait, what? What do you mean?
I mean, we've been trying to cooperate, but the imps make it hard. Wait, Baroness, weren't you the one arranging these marriages? Oh, good, because I wanted to ask. A few weeks ago, you set me up with a girl called Lana, but I haven't heard from her. Oh, so she told you about me. Okay, well, what's going on? I thought I sensed a connection. When can I see her again? What do you mean she doesn't want to see me?
Right. Dolian, there's something I've been meaning to ask you about.
Brother, what are you talking about?
I'll let my wife explain. She knows more about what happened. Babe?
What? You kidding me?
Hey, chill out, Captain. We just want to hear your side of the story.
Well, my side is that I was asked to go on a date with someone from a country I've been fighting for the last 15 years. We met up, and surprisingly, we hit it off, and... Well, I have no memory of that. Maybe Lana mistook my meaning.
I agree. That doesn't sound like the captain at all.
I didn't ask for your opinion, Lieutenant. All of you, dismissed. Look, Dalian. I know you, brother. Seriously, how long have you and I been fighting together? You and I were partners in crime. I believe Lana's telling the truth.
And all I can tell you is that, sure, if a legend like Rhett asks me to go out with one of the imps, I'll do it. But I'm not going to pretend this war didn't happen. And your girls are lying. I didn't say anything to her. Oh, so you're calling me a liar, Imperial?
She's not calling you anything. And you're going to watch the tone you take with my wife.
I see how it is. They start a war with us, destroy our homes, our lives, and now it's all over and they come here, telling us how we need to change and how we're doing everything wrong. We won the frickin' war, Kasten. We should be taking reparations, trying them for war crimes, not taking orders from
them. Listen, brother. I just said we fought the same battles. I get where you're coming from, okay? I totally understand. Sweetheart, you're not making this any better.
Listen to your husband, Imperial.
Hey, babe, no! Excuse us for a minute, Captain. What are you doing? Yeah, okay, and I'm trying to handle it. What the? Who said I was taking his side? No, I said that because... Babe, because I do get where he's coming from. No, obviously not about that. What he did to Lana was terrible, but everything else? No, I'm not saying it was okay for him to be rude to you. Look, what do you want me to do? Okay, I heard what he said to you. I checked him for it. Okay, well, did you defend me last night? No, didn't think so. Because it wasn't the right time. Whatever, same thing here. Oh, so he's this evil dude for being rude, but it's totally chill when your friends want to talk trash about my entire culture, right? Okay, so your friends have a reason to be upset, but Captain Dolian doesn't? No, stop. This right here, this is exactly the problem. You think everything is so simple? It's not! Yeah, he could have said it nicer, but was he lying? You can't just come over here after everything that's happened and tell us we need to get over it. I don't know why you and Rhett can't seem to understand this. Are you kidding me right now? Of course the Empire can get over it. Most of the Empire barely even knew a war was happening, let alone had to see it. But us, we all did. Every single one of us. My mom died in the war, so yeah. Maybe Dolian has a bad attitude. But I don't blame him because it's hard. Yeah, I know, people are staring. Look,
You and me supposed to be the example, right? This isn't a good look. Later. Alone, okay?
Gathering at the gates.
Wait, what? What do you mean there's an army? Whose?
I've already got the garrison ready. They're waiting for you.
I'm on my way.
Right behind you, Commander.
No, take my wife to the palace and make sure she gets there safe. Barricade all the doors and do not leave her side. Do you understand me, Captain?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Alright, the palace is secure. Nobody leaves this room without an okay from me.
But what if we have to use the bathroom?
Hold it.
But this battle could last hours.
Did you know that people shit themselves after they die? That's a little soldier knowledge for you. Now you can either shit yourself in here, where it's safe, or shit yourself out there. The battle shouldn't last too long. Just try to keep your shit together until then. I'll be outside standing watch. If anyone needs me, don't.
Jeez. Who pissed in your cornflakes?
Your Grace. I was planning on seeing a show tonight. About a war. I was told the performance would be lifelike, but... this is something else entirely. Yes, it's a relief to see you safe. Well, as I said before, I wasn't on duty today, but I do believe all the servants from the manor have been accounted for. Nothing, Your Grace. It is a rare thing for someone who lives in the clouds to ever think of looking at the ground beneath her. I admire that, as do the others, I'm sure. I'm simply speaking the truth, Your Grace. Move! As I said, no thanks are necessary. Are you sure standing on this balcony is the wisest idea? If I may be so bold, he'll be all right, Your Grace. I'm sure it does your nerves no favors watching it all unfold. Very well. I will stay out here with you, in case any other stray projectiles come seeking your company. You know, he really is quite impressive in person. I've heard stories of Castan Hammer, the Intossian war hero. But this is the first time I've actually seen him fight. I mean, just look at him go. Positively unreal. Your Grace, may I speak frankly with you for a moment? In recent months, I've seen you with that same expression. As if the entire weight of the world was on your shoulders. Only now it seems more pronounced. I figured as much. I'm sure the workload has been immense. I'm sorry? No, please, do not feel the need to censor yourself. Speak your mind, I will not judge you. Really? So it's not just the workload? No, Your Grace, I don't think you're crazy. Do not be so quick to discount your feelings. You might find there are far more around you who share them than not. Well, there are grumbles
among the other servants at the manor, but I can only truly speak to my own experiences. It has not been easy. I wake up, I go to town to eat breakfast, I... No, there is nothing wrong with the food you provide. All of us find any excuse we can to escape the manor for at least part of the day. Besides, the Intossian countryside is quite beautiful on horseback, especially in the mornings. When I reach the villages, I am treated about as well as anyone else. But that changes when I open my mouth. Yes, Your Grace, your assessment is accurate. On a good day, it's cold stairs. On others, I might be refused service entirely. If there's an Intossian garrison in one of the villages, for my own safety, I don't even bother. I can't say for sure, but I've heard similar stories circling around the manor. Many of your Imperial servants have resorted to paying your Intossian servants, or even Kasten's men, to go into town for them to get what they need. Your burden is great enough, Your Grace. We would never bother you with something so beneath you. I doubt the Commander's men would raise a complaint to him either. They are paid well. Your Grace, is that really important? Five days? Perhaps a week's wages if the roads are especially crowded? I'm touched by your concern, Your Grace, but please don't be upset. If I might speak plainly, the zeitgeist in Intossia isn't exactly progress in open-mindedness. Most of these people are traditional and rigid, perhaps a bit unrefined. I'm sure you'd agree. Right, and even the Commander. As far as Intossians go, he is pleasant enough, but he does have his eccentricities, does he not? Well, I only meant that there was the lewd offering he made on the day you met, his notorious drinking and other pursuits before and during your engagement. I'm sure you two care for each other deeply, but there have been tribulations, have there not? Yes, and I sometimes wonder if the two are related. Well, if you compare the Commander to any man of the Empire, he is emotionally deficient. Would you not agree that all these trials you've experienced with your husband could be attributed to his upbringing, his culture? Is that truly how you feel? Would you be saying such things if you were not forced to marry? Forced? Encouraged? I fail to see the difference. Yes, you're right. It would appear the rebels are fleeing. Kasten's done it. Which means time is of the essence, and I can no longer afford to be coy. Baroness, there are those among us, fellow Imperials, who still believe that our country's culture and independence, our people's dignity, should be protected. Imperials such as those fighting outside these walls, as we speak. Please, I mean you no harm. I swear it. But it is our greatest hope that we could count you among our ranks. Please, do not be so quick to dismiss the idea. You know it as well as I. Intossia is centuries behind the Empire. Why should we be made to stoop down to our lessers? Please, choose quickly. There isn't much time. That is unfortunate, Your Grace.
Excuse me, if I could have everyone's attention. No, no, do not be alarmed. As you've seen outside, the battle is over.
but now a new one is about to begin. If you are an Imperial citizen, please stay where you are. If not, my men will escort you to separate accommodations in the dungeon.
What the hell is going on in here? Who sounded the alarm?
If you'd all be so kind as to cooperate, no one else has to die here today.
Tighten up our line! We're too spread out! Close the gaps! Close the gaps!
Shields together! Shore off the line!
That's it! Shields up! Push! Push!
Wait, no. Don't. What's going on back at the palace?
Everyone, get away from the palace!